The popularity of family-owned and locally grown has made Massachusetts farms a vibrant business. With orchards, vineyards, a winery, and restaurant, the Neshoba Valley Winery in Bolton could be a poster for agritourism. But suddenly, the state's Alcoholic Beverages Control Commission has announced it won't be renewing all of the farm's licenses for making and pouring alcohol. Its owner says that's going to put the family farm out of business, so he's taking regulators to court. WBUR's David Boeri reports.
It doesn't look like a place facing what the judge in the case has called an existential threat. On the hilltop orchard overlooking Bolton, the Neshoba Valley Winery has been a turnaround success from the failing business a developer once proposed turning into 52 acres of McMansions. And for that, you could uncork the wine, as they did at a recent taste testing. In 1995, Rich Pelletier came to look at the old farmhouse for sale out front. He ended up buying the whole property, orchard, winery, and all.
You'd never farmed before?
Never farmed before.
Never ran an orchard?
Never ran an orchard.
Did you ever run a restaurant?
I had run a restaurant, yeah.
So Pelletier turned that farmhouse into a restaurant to promote the orchard and winery and a store.
It was always the plan that, look, here's the vision. You know, it's what they do in Napa. It's what's successful on the West Coast. We want to bring it to the East Coast.
He applied to the State Alcoholic Beverages Control Commission, better known as the ABCC. He obtained what's commonly known as a pouring license to serve his wine and beer at the restaurant. To make wine, as well as beer and spirits on the premises, Pelletier got three more licenses. They're called farmer manufacturing licenses because they were created with the intent of supporting local agriculture. The business employs 50 people year-round, 100 at peak season. But this spring came a call from the ABCC. The commission informed Pelletier that his Neshoba Valley Winery would not be getting all of its licenses for next year.
If I file the restaurant license first, they won't issue me my farmer's licenses. And if I file my farmer's licenses first, they won't issue me my restaurant license.
In a follow-up email, the ABCC pointed Pelletier to a section of state law that specifically prohibits owning a pouring license for a restaurant at the same time as owning a farmer's manufacturing license. In effect, the ABCC is giving Pelletier a choice. He can give up the pouring license and be left with a restaurant that can't sell his wine, or he can give up his manufacturing license and be left with a place called a winery that can't make wine. Pelletier was stunned because every year for 16 years, the same ABCC had been renewing his licenses like clockwork and without issue. Here's his attorney, John Connell.
The facts have never changed over the last 16 years.
Without any change in the law, the ABCC has made an apparent about-face in its interpretation of the law as it applies to the Neshoba Valley Winery. Pelletier says it's a death sentence for his business model.
You know, every option I look at is not viable other than closing down the restaurant.
According to Pelletier, the ABCC wouldn't tell him why it changed after the 16 years, and it would not talk to WBUR, citing the court case as its reason. But the principle of alcohol control, going back to the end of Prohibition, is that manufacturers, typically big breweries, should not own restaurants. Pelletier and his lawyer argue that Neshoba Valley is not the same. It's a farm, they say, and the ABCC is ignoring a section of state law passed in 2004 with the express intent to promote farms and farming. John Connell points to Chapter 138, Section 12.
Paragraph 2, that expressly allows farms to have the right to pour its own wine at locations on the farm. And that section would seem to specifically authorize Neshoba Valley to pour at least its own wine at multiple locations on the farm as the town of Bolton designates, which they have done.
This would seem to be a solution to the problem by allowing wine to be poured at the restaurant. But the ABCC's response, says Pelletier's lawyer, is that wine can only be poured in the building where it is made. And since the restaurant is 50 feet away, it is not the same premises. For a small business Republican like Pelletier, here's what the party means when it attacks excessive government regulations it claims are killing small business.
There isn't any question with respect to the Neshoba Valley case that this constitutes overregulation. And that's someone who is a lifelong Democrat who's speaking to that particular issue.
That's Michael Connelly, a former Secretary of State, who knows the ABCC from his 10 years on the Boston Licensing Board. Connelly says it's never moved out of the dark ages.
And after all of the money invested and what's taken place, I just deem it to be unjust and unfair.
ABCC did make one suggestion, Pelletier says.
Yeah, they suggested that I circumvent the law by putting the restaurant in someone else's name.
Which would get around the problem by creating a straw owner, but would create a whole other set of zoning and legal and business problems, his lawyer says. In Suffolk Superior Court last week, Pelletier sought to restrain the ABCC from withholding the renewal of his current licenses. The Office of Attorney General Maura Healey, which defends state agencies and commissions, moved to dismiss Pelletier's complaint. Because of the uncertainty whether he will have the proper ABCC licenses, Pelletier cannot book weddings or functions for next year. So he's already losing money. He's already spent $15,000 in legal fees, and there's a cloud over his million-dollar investment.
You know, it's great that GE's coming into the state, and we're willing to give GE thousands. I don't want any money. Rich Pelletier just wants to stay here and be left alone.
What are you hoping the judge is going to do?
I hope he slaps him silly.
In its motion to dismiss, an assistant to Attorney General Maura Healey argues there is no controversy, because Pelletier has not yet been denied any licenses, so he should wait until he has exhausted his administrative remedies before bringing the matter to court. By that standard, Pelletier will need to wait until his licenses are denied. That will come at the end of the year, when Pelletier says he will already have been forced to close either his restaurant or his winery. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.
I take this obligation freely. Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion. So help me God. May be seated.
That's the sound of 2,187 new Americans taking the oath of allegiance and officially becoming U.S. citizens at a naturalization ceremony in the Heinz Convention Center in Boston yesterday. The new Americans hail from 127 different countries from all over the world. And after taking their oaths before a federal judge, some of the new citizens reflected on why they became Americans.
It's a great country with a lot of opportunities. And after you come here and you stay living here, why not? Why not do the right things? Why not support the Constitution, support and give you a little bit back to everything that they give you to us, because they really give you a lot here.
Well, this country was founded from us immigrants. If you go back to the backgrounds of this country, the country was founded of immigrants, pilgrims, even the slaves were brought from another place. I came here when I was very young, and I'm already part of America, so why not? And the country's good, the freedom, the democracy, so why not?
We have chosen to be in this country. It's a little different than just being born. Like, I was born in Europe, I was born in Poland, and it's just like you were born in that place. But just becoming American citizen means something really special.
You choose, and yes.
And I guess you guys just have to be proud, because this country, it is great. And it is the greatest country on earth, because you guys open your doors to anyone, no matter what.
For heroes true.
And that's Claudia Shepherd, formerly of Bolivia, reflecting on what it means to be an American citizen. Speaking before her, Barbara Mader from Poland, Wilfrey Rodriguez from the Dominican Republic, and Lisa Mercedes, also originally from the Dominican Republic. They were among more than 2,100 people from around the world who became U.S. citizens yesterday in Boston.